USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump with a detailed update on coronavirus and the administration's efforts. The president speaking in the White House briefing room with all members of the coronavirus task force by his side.
We're also working with the industries, including the airline industries, the cruise ship industry, which obviously will be hit. We're working with them very, very strongly. We want them to travel. We want people to travel to certain locations and not to other locations at this moment. And hopefully that will straighten out sooner rather than later.
The Grand Princess cruise ship docked now in Oakland, California. Sick passengers have been taken off and transported to area hospitals. Canadian citizens flown back to their country. And U.S. citizens will be coming off in waves and will be transported to military bases for testing and a 14-day quarantine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Four members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland at the end of February. Vice President Mike Pence, who's heading up the coronavirus task force, providing critical information to reporters and the country.
As I stand before you today, the risk of contracting the coronavirus to the American public remains low, and the risk of serious disease among the American public also remains low. That being said, the president did deploy not just a whole of government approach, but also a whole of America approach. And last week, at the president's direction, we met with leaders in industries from nursing homes to airlines, and it's had great, great impact.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Politics now. New Jersey Senator Democrat Cory Booker endorsing Joe Biden for president.
That after Booker slammed him during the Democratic presidential debates.
There are people right now in prison for life because you stood up and used that tough on crime phony rhetoric. Mr. Vice President has said that since the 1970s, every crime bill, major and minor, has had his name on it. And sir, those are your words, not mine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's been a change in plans for the release of Woody Allen's new book. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Publisher Hachette no longer going forward with the release of Woody Allen's memoir, Apropos of Nothing. It was scheduled to come out next month, but the decision to scrap it came after Ronan Farrow blasted the publisher on Twitter and dozens of employees staged a walkout last week. Farrow, who's reporting on Harvey Weinstein's years of predation are a focus in Catch and Kill, his book, is Allen's son, and he's repeatedly stated he believes his sister Dylan Farrow's allegations that the filmmaker sexually abused her as a child. Dylan tweeted about the publisher's decision to no longer publish the memoir, writing, "I'm in awe and very grateful." And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.